Broadcasting on 93.3 FM and streaming worldwide at WXLNradio.com. This is Kentuckiana's best mix of Christian music. Power 93.3 WXLN LP, Shelbyville, Simpsonville. Your broadcast home for Shelby County Rockets and Martha Lane Collins Titan Sports. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Collins leads it here after three quarters of play, but a big three there by Zephy Grace got to end the quarter. And plus, Shelby County, with the altered possession, will get the first shot at it here in the fourth.
Yeah, it was a huge three I thought it was pretty deep, and it went in. So, you know, Shelby County right here needs a couple of baskets and some stops a couple times in a row to get right back in.
Cross-court pass. Deflected, nearly stolen by Warfield. It'll go out of bounds.
It's just reached at the line. Long pass to make and get that zone.
On the floor for the Lady Titans, Hallie Renfro and Federley out front, and McGibbon, Hannah Renfro, and Warfield down low. And for the Lady Rockets, Hardy and Gray out front. And we've got Roberts, Conley, and Dish on the floor. So big lineup here for Shelby County to get things started here in the fourth. Right side, Roberts has it. Looking down low, high post here to Conley. She tries to feed it to Dish. They're just too close together and throws it out of bounds. So now Shelby County going to play. Looks like full court man-to-man here. They'll try to trap. Gets it away to Warfield. Ball on the ground, out of bounds. It'll go to Shelby County. This lazy passes on the inbound.
Good thing, good hustle there by Zeffy to get on the floor, cause that turnover.
7.5 to go. 33-24, after Collins outscored Shelby 17-10 there in the third. High post to Conley, right side to Hardy. They'll swing the ball back to Gray, right back to Hardy on the right, in the right corner. Right back to Gray. She'll kick it out to Roberts. She'll let a three go. Don't shoot many, but they missed this one. I thought it was right on line, just a little long.
It did. Look, it was right in front of us. It was a really good shot, just a little long.
Federley in the front court. She's going to drive right side. Got a pass to the basket. Goes up. Missed it. Gets her own rebound. Will go back up and get it to go and draw the foul.
Just nice stick tuning in this by Federley. Is that the word?
What'd you think?
I don't know. I tried to say stick. Never mind.
Stick tuning?
Yeah. Hustle.
Free throw by Federley. Good. So, Libby, after a slow start to this one,
not giving up, that's what I should say.
She now has 12, and the lead is back to 12, biggest of the night here for Collins, or matches the biggest of the night. They led by 12 at the end, toward the end of the third quarter of play. 6:50 to go. Conley with it. Goes left side, now gets it back to Gray. Looked at the three, couldn't get it off. Good challenge there by Hallie Renfro. She'll back it back out now, float it to the right side to Hardy. She'll throw cross court to Roberts. Roberts gets away to Gray. She'll line up a three. Shannon fall on the ground and dug out by Zephy Gray. Baseball pass up ahead to Roberts. 1-on-1 against Warfield. Leaves it off for Conley. Conley now just line up an 18-footer. Good!
When in doubt, just shoot it. That's always been my theory.
Lead down to 7. And Federley tripped up in the middle of the floor by Gray. And that'll be a foul on Zephy. Her second. On the 15th out, Scott, but neither team great free throw shooting, so I'm not sure if that's a bad idea if they do get an opponent.
We got Stoudemire in for Hardy. Or Stoudemire. I say Stoudemire, and she says Stoudemire.
Inbounded out deep here to Warfield. Trini will bring it up, working here on. And a lot of contact as he drives the ball to the lane, and a foul will go again on Alyssa Roberts. Second foul.
I thought that was on Zephy.
I did too.
Wasn't Zephy guarding her?
Yeah. Inbounded in the backcourt here to Federley. 5:50 to go.
I'm real confused.
And they're going to trap Federley. She'll get it away to Hallie Renfro. Wide open three in the corner. No good. Long. Taken by Roberts. Roberts' ball loses it on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball here between Roberts and Renfro. Possession to the Lady Titans.
I think they just really missed that call. I think that call, that foul was on Zephy. That would have been her third. Coach Pickman is talking about it right now.
So Gian Hayes and Carson Murray check in. They'll check in for McGibbon and Hallie Renfro. Hannah.
You think Collins
floats in deep to Federley.
And you look up, they're only up seven.
And a lot of body contact out. It'll be a foul on Roberts, and that'll be the seventh team foul, and Federley will go to the line. Federley. Only shooting 55% from the line. That was the third foul on Alyssa Roberts, I believe. They have two on the board. I thought it was three.
I think they might have changed that one back to.
Okay.
I don't know.
They should. Federley, no good.
It was definitely on 11.
And Hayes in the middle of the floor, reach in on Gray. That'll be her first.
It's just kind of a lazy foul right there. You don't need that. And Hayes has been playing really well here this game, but that's just a foul that you don't need.
Gray will inbound to Roberts. 5.5 to go. A lot of game left here. Lady Titans lead by 7, 36-29. Roberts drives in the lane, kicks it out to Gray. She's already hit two. That's a little long. Rebounded by Murray. Carson, a lot of contact. She's trying to dribble through it. Get it away to Warfield. Trinity now just holding the ball. She'll hand it back to Hayes out near the timeline. Thought that was a carry. Leaves it off for Hannah Renfro. Out to Federley. Open left wing three. No good. Rebound on the floor. Dug out by Hayes. And we're going to have a foul on Warfield on the battle on the floor. So Collins, after being really effective in the half court in the third quarter, can't find their rhythm so far in the first 3 minutes.
Collins
and Shelby County able to cut, trying to cut back into this lead.
That's a good, you know, chances to the basket. That way, had the first that time Hayes. Before that, Warfield just couldn't get anything to go.
Roberts fixed her dribble up, gets to Conley, 15 foot jumper, air ball, and will go out of bounds.
So Collins telling her, you got away with this last time. You need to drive the basketball though.
Federley walking it up here, guarded by Roberts. Roberts, such a good defender here. Trying to drive left side, spins in the lane, leaves it off for Hannah Renfro, out front to Hayes. Hayes down low to Warfield, 10-foot jumper on the baseline, gets the roll. Trinity now with nine in the lead, back to nine, 38-29. Roberts drives hard, left side, up, no good, battle for the rebound on the floor. Murray picks it up, in trouble on the sideline, and going to be fouled on the sideline. Now they're going to say, actually, before the foul, had a timeout. 30-second timeout, Collins.
I mean, you know, there's nowhere for her to go on that drive. And Lissa's just driving into people that's congested in there, and there's nowhere to go.
You're driving and hoping at that point.
Yeah, hoping you're going to get fouled. Or...
You know, Lissa, not the stature, physical stature of even Zeffy or, you know, Livy on the other side where you can maybe get some body contact and get something to go.
Yeah.
But I thought they had a couple of possessions. They were down seven with a chance to really put the pressure on Collins. But it seems like once the game, if the game stays 7-8 in the lead, the pressure is not on Collins as they could apply it to. They could just make a couple of easy plays.
Yeah, it's just now, you know, you mentioned Shelby Kane's had some chances, but just seems can't cut into it. And we, you know, both teams struggle to score at some point, and it's hard to come back, you know, when you struggle to score. Collins had a really big third quarter. They got that lead. You know, now they're struggling here in the fourth quarter, but Shelby just can't take advantage.
Halfway through the fourth now, 4 minutes exactly. 38-29, Federley with it on the dribble, right wing here to Murray.
Got a mismatch on it through Stoudemire.
Murray trying to get it to Warfield, knocked away and stolen. Roberts coming hard the other way. Driving hard, the basket goes up, missed it, rebounded by Warfield. And she'll be fouled on the rebound. This will be number three on Zeffy Gray. So Warfield to the line. She is 3 of 3 from the line tonight, but only a 58% shooter on the season. Free throw up. This one no good. Well off right. Rebounded by Conley. Throws it up ahead to Holland. Baseline jumper, 15 away. Good. Timeout, Shelby County.
Full timeout.
Full timeout. We'll take a break as well. 3:36 to go. Collins leads at 38-31. Shelby County trying to make a late push. You're listening to high school basketball here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab is proud to be the leader in physical and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you've had a sports injury or are suffering from lower back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individual treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy, and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined this season. Let Max Performance help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field, so you can in yours. Call to schedule your appointment. 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
38-31. Collins leads at Collins Basketball. In trouble here. In trouble, and we'll throw it to nobody. Throws it to Conley. Conley gets it to Roberts. He's going to drive hard to the basket. Knocked away. A lot of contact. No call. That should have been easily been a foul. Federley coming up to the left side. Now being doubled. Gets it away to Hannah Renfro out front.
I think if I'm a player, I'm just going to slap down the ball because they're not calling any slaps.
Like, and Renfro will be fouled. And this will go on Conley.
Fourth and a third, I think. She got two early. You know, the play. Of course, she don't call fouls.
Ninth team foul. Collins has missed a front end of a 1-1 on both the 7th and 8th foul. Renfro to the line with a 1-1. Free throw up. No good. So they missed three straight. 1-1 front ends.
Keeping the Lady Rockets in the game. A big basket right here. You're right. You got a game again.
3:10 to go. Left side, Sudemeyer has it. Feeds it down low to Conley. She faces up, kicks it back to Studemeyer. She's going to drive, knocked away, picked up by Conley. Baseline, tough shot, gets it to go.
Gosh, Amy would just turn the score in there.
And that's got to be a foul in the backcourt. No call. Federley coming the other way. Still on the move. Will be fouled again.
I think Coach Collins on the offensive foul.
But Melissa Roberts just leaned right into her.
Yeah.
That foul on Zeffy Gray, which is number 4. Federley to the line. As we mentioned, only a 55% shooter.
Double bonus, right?
Double ten. Bonus here, 10-team foul. Free throw up, good. Much needed point for Collins. They had really struggled here in the fourth. Only their 6th point here of the quarter, 2:47 to go. Asia Hardy checks back in. She'll check in for Studemeyer. Livy with 13, her second free throw, trying to make it 14, and it's good. Lead back to 7, 40-33. 2:45 to go here. Collins will stay in this 2-3 zone with the 2-1-2. Trying to trap, deflected out of the hands of Roberts, out of bounds by Federley. It'll stay with the Lady Rockets. Gray throws in the backcourt here to Roberts. Roberts in the front court. Well extended 2-3 zone. Floats it and throws it right away. Threw it right to McGibbon. He'll hand it back to Federley, and I'm sure Collins is going to try to just protect the basketball. Up ahead to Hannah Renfro. Hannah in trouble. Drives left. Gets it away to McGibbon. McGibbon will float it out front, and before she does, she'll be fouled, I think, by Amy Conley. That'll be number 4. So both Conley and Zeffy Gray with 4.
That's a bad foul right there. I mean, you don't, especially you got to know, you know, your situation.
McGibbon,
you got 3 fouls already.
McGibbon will go to the line. Only a 39% shooter. Free throw up. This one good.
That's
Mary Claire's first point of the night.
I've seen her really work on the free. You watch, you mentioned today, I think you were talking about kids go out, you know, at halftime and between, you know, before the game shooting threes. But you watch her, she'll go to the free throw line and work on, you know.
Second free throw. 2 for 2 from McGibbon at the line. Lead now back to 9, 42-33, 2:17 to go. Gray in the backcourt. Token pressure here by Collins, just trying to slow up the game here. Gray still on the dribble. Crossover, cut off by Hayes. Gets it back to the top of the circle, floats right side to Hardy. Hardy throws it underneath on the block to Conley. Challenged by McGibbon, partially blocked by McGibbon, and then it's going to be a foul on the loose ball. Foul's going to go on Hannah Renfro. I'd like to say 23. That's McGibbon. Her third. 1:55 to go. Inbounded to Conley. About 15 feet away on the baseline. Couple dribbles trying to get Holland straight away. Holland couldn't. Trying to run a little pick play. Holland couldn't get it off. She'll drive baseline and tip. Partially blocked by McGibbon. Hannah Renfro comes up with it. Deflected, picked up by Warfield. She'll hand back to Federley. 1:35 to go. Federley in no hurry to get it up into front court. Guarded here by Gray. Federley. 55 seconds. Still on the dribble. Got to be close. It's Gray all over, and it's going to be a timeout, Collins.
That should be five. That should have been about 10 seconds.
She dribbled for about 15 seconds.
I don't understand.
So timeout on the floor, 1:21 to go. Lady Titans lead it here, 42-33. You're listening to high school basketball here on Power 93.3, WXLN. WXLNRadio.com.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
Different flavors make the world go around. And now try the flavor of hot honey mustard on the boneless wings meal. Served with crinkle fries, Texas toast, and a 22-ounce drink. Friends, family, flavor. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Zaxby's Chicken Finger Plate Meal. Served with 4, 5, or 6 chicken fingers, crinkle fries, Texas toast, coleslaw, Zax sauce, and a 22-ounce drink. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Zaxby's underwrites WXLN Radio.
1:21 to go.
God, don't bring him over here.
42-33, Collins leads the Collins basketball. In the backcourt here to Federley. Started closely by Gray. Libby drives left, goes all the way in, kicks it out to Hayes. She's going to shoot a three left side. I'm not sure why she shot that. No good. Rebounded by Roberts. Roberts fouled in the middle of the court by Hayes, so she compounds the foul, the shot, by putting Alyssa Roberts now on the line.
That's just, that's when you coach him, man, you just want to go crazy.
Yeah. So Roberts will go to the line, only 29% from the line, but she knocks that one down. Her first point of the night. 1:06 to go here. Second free throw by Roberts. No good. Long rebound. Chased down by Renfro. Gets it away to Warfield. Cross court here to Federley. Federley coming up the left side. Still on the dribble. Going to drive. Floater in the lane. No good. Not sure why Collins is trying to score here. Gray coming hard the other way. Step through move. Goes up and fouled.
They're doing two things you don't want to do when you got the lead. Try to score quickly and then foul.
That foul on Warfield, her third. So two quick shots. You think about it, they're trying to hold the ball. They had the ball with a minute to go, Scott, and they've already had two shots, and there's still 48 seconds to go. Free throw by Gray, no good. Zeppi, 0-3 from the line tonight. Studemeyer going to check in here for Conley. They're going to try to trap play pressure defense after the free throw. 48 seconds to go here. Collins leads here by 8, 42-34. Zeffy Gray at the line for her second of two free throws. This one up and good. Zeppi now with 11. Inbounded to Federley. Takes her dribble up deep in the backcourt. And going to have a timeout. Collins, as Coach Bigman did not like seeing his point guard pick up his dribble or dribble in the backcourt. They'll take a full timeout. We'll take a break as well. 42-35. Collins leads it. You're listening to high school basketball here on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Perry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
44 seconds to go here. Collins basketball. Had Renfro deep, didn't throw it to her. That floated in here to Hayes. Hayes being trapped from behind, knocked away from her, stolen. Picked up by Roberts, and then Roberts, I think, is fouled.
She fouled her.
And unbelievably. It's going to put Collins, put Shelby County back to the line.
This looks like this is opposite of what should be happening. Collins is fouling and putting Shelby County at the line like they're down seven.
You know, the thing about it, he had a good play. Hannah Renfro was wide open.
He just
wasn't looking for it. She wasn't looking for it. Roberts to the line. It's still a 1-1. Free throw up and no good. Rebounded by Warfield. Well, big miss there. Federley coming up the left side. Still on the dribble. Now she'll circle back through.
And Shelby County's not fouling.
You're right. It's kind of weird.
I don't get it.
Federley going to drive and try to shoot it and lose it out of bounds.
And watch, I don't get it. I'm not even going to ask. So Shelby Kane's down seven.
And
right?
Not fouling.
And not fouling, right?
And Collins is turning it over.
And fouling.
And shooting.
And fouling. And shooting. They're not hitting.
Roberts in the front court. 20 seconds to go. Kicks it out to Hardy. She'll line up a three. Right side. No good. Ball on the floor. Dug out by Roberts. And Roberts pushed down. Taken by Hardy, gets it away to Gray. Long three, left wing, good!
30-second timeout. And you look up, and it's a four-point game.
42-38.
6 seconds left.
6.8 to go. But the rate that Collins has been shooting and turning it over, it's possible.
They might get three more possessions out of it.
A big three there by Zeffy Gray to try to keep them in it, but Collins had a 9-point lead, 42-33, with about a minute to play. And instead of trying to hold on to the ball, they've not been fouled. Shelby County's elected not to foul them, but they just keep shooting, take bad shots.
I mean, I'm talking about threes and everything, but I don't know. As you mentioned earlier, you know, coaching, man.
It's got to be tough sometimes. So 6.8 to go. Three by Gray has cut it to a four-point game. It'll be Collins basketball. Hallie Renfro set to inbound. A lot of pushing underneath. Inbounded to Federley.
They're still not fouling.
Libby gets it away to Renfro, and I thought she may have traveled with it, and that's a bad call. Coach Holland's right. She did travel before the foul. They'll get the foul on Studemeyer.
What I understand is there's 6 seconds to go, and they trapped, and neither one of them fouled.
I don't understand. You throw it in and just hold it.
Yeah, that's
you don't have to beat the time.
And they're not going there. Evidently, they're not going
to foul. Sally Renfro, the line. This is pretty much in the books. Only 2 seconds to go. She'll have two free throws. Free throw up. No good. So Hallie will stay at the line for her second free throw. 2.1 to go. 42-38. Low scoring game here tonight. It was 16-14 at the half. Second free throw, this one by Renfro is good. Give her three for the night. Lead at five. 43-38. Half-court shot by Gray at the buzzer. No good. And Collins will complete the sweep here in the regular season of the Lady Rockets, winning here tonight 43-38 to improve to 2-2 in district play. Meanwhile, Shelby County in much danger of falling into the 4 seed in district play. They fall to 0-4 in district play here tonight. Collins wins it here 43-38. And listen to high school basketball here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.